flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, the Commanders today, in their quest to get their stadium back at the RFK site in D.C., took a gigantic step forward. As we found out, legislation for the RFK land to be given back to the city will be a part of the budget bill. It had to be attached to, clothes pinned to, or else we were going to have to wait another year potentially. It sounds like that is absolutely happening.
Yeah, so here we go, right? Now the big hurdle. Again, assuming this all goes according to plan and the reporting is correct, I have no reason to doubt it. Well, you know, I mean, this was the biggest one, right?
Yep.
I was trying to come up with an analogy for this, talking to somebody. I think it was one of my wife's friends, where you can't prepare the meal without the restaurant. There are no ingredients yet. You know, there's no cookware. The ground that you're going to put the restaurant on. That's what this is. Any idea of, oh, we could try to do this, or we could put this on campus, or we could add this metro feature, or put this Champion Square, or have this kind of parking. That's all just philosophy about what you want to do and how you want to do it until this part happened. This is the biggest thing. Now, do not underestimate DC's ability to screw it up. Do not underestimate a grandstanding council member or, you know, somebody else being a fly in the ointment or some ANC commissioner making it about themselves. Who knows what? Okay. And again, I'm not criticizing anybody. I think what you think. I agree with you. I hate the bad thing. I love the good thing. We're on the same team at all times. I never differentiate from that or deviate from it, rather. But I'm telling you, it's not done. You can't have any conversation until this happened. So if this all goes forward, this was the biggest and largest obstacle to the team playing football games at the RFK site.
What I have always been told by high-ranking officials on the team side is that when DC got the land, it would be a layup, essentially. That getting the land to DC was the challenge. That was the game that was being played. That's where they would win or lose. That when DC got the land back, that there was a fairly clear path to victory and to the RFK site. Now, I'm understanding what you're saying, and mm-hmm. I agree with you. Like, nothing happens easily. We're just going from federal politics to local politics. But I think that the local politics is going to be a lot easier, and it might not be seamless or without impediments, but I would imagine that as soon as this becomes official, and the reporting that we've seen today that the legislation's part of this budget bill becomes a finality, that for the most part, this thing's over. You get your stadium in the city. That's kind of how I am viewing this. Hopefully, I'm not overstating that. I will say, having just got back from New Orleans with my pal Danny Huhay,
mm-hmm.
walking to the downtown stadium with a mass of fans that are just walking from the French Quarter to the urban city stadium that we went to, hard to top that, man.
That's the blueprint. We talked about it yesterday on the show a little bit, but just to double down for folks who might not have heard it, there's a parking garage. There's parking options if you want to drive in and around the stadium, but it's not what you're meant to do. Does that make sense? Like, the way that they've got this thing constructed is there's a thing called Champion Square, and the logistics of it are outstanding. There's nothing that's perfect, by the way. There's nothing that's ever going to have all the parking you want in an urban environment to have all the different places to go and eat. You're never going to get the perfect storm, okay? But there are trade-offs, and this is the best of the trades, in my opinion. So instead of the normal, I can go to this place and get something to eat, then walk over, and there's choke points where there's lines. No matter how seamless you make it, it still takes forever to get into the stadium proper, right? That's always going to be a thing. They eliminated that. around a giant perimeter with a bunch of access points, that's where you show your ticket. That's where you go through security, and you're still hundreds of yards from any entrance into the stadium. So once you've done that, you're now in the approved ground. Music, beer, liquor, whatever you want is all there.
It's a big music festival.
It's a big party at that spot. So that you fork over your cash or you don't, you do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And the part that logistically I thought was so incredible is once you're in, now you got free reign. I want to walk in the stadium. I could have walked back out and go, you know what? I found my seat. I'm going to go back out, listen to this band. They're playing a cover of a song I like. You could do that. That to me was perfect. Everyone's just having a grand old party and it was amazing.
Yeah. Loved it. I thought it was really, really cool. I did not realize that. Are you saying that you could leave the stadium?
Yes.
And go back out there?
You could do whatever you wanted. And that was incredible to me. So the story I told yesterday, and this was amazing. At halftime, I'm, you know, there's the logistics of trying to get to the restroom. They actually was, this was a little bit complicated. I didn't love this. But whatever. You have to go and go around this big long queue and you know, around this corner. And then I'm sitting in this line for the men's room. And it's long. A person that worked there came right up to me and said, you know, you can go outside. Go over to gate B. You can go all the way over to gate A.
Right.
There's multiple restrooms there that are bigger, and the line is always shorter. So I go, I can go outside the stadium.
It's crazy.
And go back in. She said, absolutely. It's the fastest way to do it.
Yeah.
And so I did that and walked over there, and I'm going, I left the doors of the Superdome, went back in, seamless.
So that was awesome. Doesn't surprise me because, like, the path just around the doors I could see. But the idea that you could walk down those steps and go back out to basically just, like, during the game and listen to the bands and drink and – really, really cool setup.
Yeah.
But being in the city has its perks. There's no doubt about it.